too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, February the 1st, 2019. First show of February. I didn't think January drug by, but saw some of those tweets yesterday, January the 55th, and January's been a long year, that kind of stuff. I didn't think it drug by too bad, but we're in February now, moving forward. Signing day coming up a week from, or this coming Wednesday. Looking forward to that. We got a lot to do in today's show. Josh Williams, 725. He's going to have a ton of those Vegas information about what's going on with the Super Bowl down in Atlanta, Georgia. Mercedes-Benz Dome. Give you some of those prop bets and some of those other bets coming up at 725 this morning. Charlie Pellett's going to have our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. Had a Ducks Unlimited meeting last night. Get to find out what happened there. A little bit more about, I think it's Ducks Unlimited. Bad news here in Clemson last night, two fronts. Notre Dame crushes the Lady Tigers 101-63, proving that they're the best team in the country. And Amanda Butler coaching despite emergency appendectomy surgery earlier in the week. How about that? Gutting it out, man. Lady Tigers face Louisville on Saturday. Clemson men's team noon on Sunday against Wake Forest. The other piece of bad news yesterday, found out that three Clemson baseball players out for the season. Spencer Strider, man, this hurt. A guy that was in line to maybe start on Friday night has an arm injury, an elbow injury. Knoxville native, went 5-2 last year as a freshman. Number 7 prospect in the ACC for by the Perfect Game and out for the year with an arm injury. Also, find that freshman right-hander Carter Rayfield out for the year as well. Ranked one of the top 101 baseball prospects, baseball American, Perfect Game out of Cochran, Georgia. He's out. And backup catcher Drew Donathan suffered a leg injury. He is out. He is a guy who played last year as a freshman, and that's not good news for Clemson baseball. As a matter of fact, I saw Aaron Fitt tweet last night that he now will drop Clemson out of his top 25 and put them behind Duke and NC State and other teams, and said they were close, but that's how important Strider was. Now, next man up, hopefully, but that's just bad news for Clemson baseball. Hated seeing that. Maybe good news for Clemson football this Saturday, tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Mikey Dukes will announce, mainly between Clemson and Syracuse, running back from Charleston, South Carolina. In the NCAA basketball from last night, 4th-ranked Gonzaga moved to 20-2 overall, 7-0 in the West Coast Conference. They beat BYU on the road 93-63. 13th-ranked Houston down Temple 77-66. 21st win of the year for the Cougs. And Purdue went to Penn State. 17th-ranked Purdue wins 99-90. We have a pretty good weekend in college basketball coming up this weekend. St. John's, Duke, Virginia Tech, NC State. That's 2 ranked teams. Miami, Virginia. North Carolina, Louisville play up in Louisville this weekend. That'll be a good game. Again, Clemson and Wake Forest on Sunday. Besides that, Texas Tech and Kansas this weekend. Told you, decent basketball weekend this coming weekend. Bad news out of Missouri. The NCAA Committee on Infractions yesterday banned Missouri's football, baseball, and softball teams from competing in postseason this year. Placed the athletic department on 3 years probation because of the result of academic fraud. Penalties were handed down after a two-year investigation. What gets you is these players aren't there anymore and the tutor's not going to be there anymore, but tutor did some work for some players and student athletes. All seniors can transfer out. However, according to Chris Love, ESPN, Kelly Bryant, who is a senior now, says he's not going to transfer out. So we'll see what comes of that. But Missouri football, baseball, and softball banned from postseason play. I thought Kelly made a good point yesterday on the Walk and Kelly show. How about the baseball team and the softball team? They're about ready to open their season here in a couple of weeks now and find out just a week before the season, hey, man, you're not going to postseason. Crazy stuff there. And there's a little thing called the Super Bowl this Sunday. We'll talk some of that throughout the show today. A PGA Tour going on out in Arizona. And one of the most interesting stories, watch Matthew Wolf. We talking about the – are you bringing out the Wolf? Huh, I wish he wouldn't let me know. Anyway, Matthew Wolf, who is a sophomore at Oklahoma State and one of the best players in the country in college golf, who's won three straight tournaments in college golf, got off to a 4-under par 67 yesterday. He's tied for 11th with one of the most unique swings we've ever seen and maybe the best golf coach in the country right now, George Gankus, guy that I happen to take lessons from on the bag yesterday as a caddy. Very good stuff. We'll tell you about Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler and Harold Varner III and a really good round from those guys coming up yesterday. Deshaun Watson talks about Clemson basketball. We'll give you that story. I do have now in order the Manchester United schedule because I want to make a little note about that. Johnny Miller retiring from golf announcing. We did that story a little bit later on. I have thoughts about Bryce Harper, Manny Machado. We'll get to later on. We'll have our biggie games of the week with the sports or whatever Zach Orr's going to watch. A lot to do. And coming up after I bring him on, I have a weather report. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that serves the pot, the host of segment two, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, and the guy that's just looking forward to getting back up and can't wait to move back to Branchville, New Jersey, and get back to that beautiful, balmy weather, minus 7 degrees right now, Zach Orr. Yabo!
Happy Friday. Good morning. How are you?
Warmer now than Branchville at minus 7.
That ain't bad. It's just a little nippy out there.
The good news is, the real feels minus 7 as well. There's no wind there.
Oh, sweet.
But I do have some good news for you here. Your family's at minus 7 right now.
Yep.
Have you seen our 10-day forecast?
Yeah, I have.
Let me just tell you, friendo. 57 degrees today, playing golf. Thank you very much. 61 tomorrow, playing golf. Thank you very much. Sunday, 61. Some morning showers. Friend of ours is getting baptized. Thank you very much. Monday, get this. You ready? 64. Tuesday, 69. Wednesday, 66. Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, I want to get your immediate reaction to this. Thursday, 70 degrees. The big 70. 70 degrees. Not minus 7. 70, positive 70 degrees coming up next week. What do you think about that?
I mean, I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you. But I'd like a little bit more winter, if we're going to be honest.
You like that? Okay. I'll let you do it.
I mean, I like winter. I like the cold. It makes you appreciate the warmer days a little bit more. But we're happy for you. You're going to play a little golf a little earlier in the year than usual.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right, catch me up.
There ain't nothing to catch up on.
Sure there is. Something happened to you yesterday. Something went on or something noteworthy. People want to know.
Yeah, I came back last night to work the women's basketball.
Didn't turn out so good.
Butt whooping over in Little John.
Yeah.
Gave 101 to the number 5 team in the country, so You hate to see that.
Yeah. That ain't good.
And that was really the high/slash low light of my day.
That's it. Now this weekend, you have nothing today.
Nothing today.
You have women's basketball tomorrow.
That is correct.
What time?
I believe it's a 2 o'clock game. I'm not sure.
All right. You have men's game Sunday.
Yep.
And then you're at a party that I'm not coming to on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to a Super Bowl watch party on Sunday.
Okay. Besides that, anything else going on?
No, man. But more importantly, what's going on with you? How's your better half?
Everything's great. She's great.
How was your day yesterday? I'm assuming you just went home and took a little nap.
No, I did not nap. I stayed here till about 11 o'clock. Went to lunch and...
What'd you get? What was the special?
Yesterday.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, it was great. I forgot what it was.
No, what was the special?
It was fantastic. I'll have to think of this in a minute. Chicken sandwich.
Sounds forgettable.
No, it's very good. It's great sauce on it.
The what?
Reggie sauce.
The sauce?
It's the sauce. All right. And then I listened to my wife yell at just a three-letter network that has phone service and are they advertised with us?
I don't think
so. Two letters and then a sign and then another letter.
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about. I thought you guys switched over to Verizon.
We did, but they sent us our internet is with them, and they shut it down because we hadn't paid. But she was on direct draft out of that, and they for some reason they screwed this up. And she has proof. Her bank, they took the withdrawal out,
mm-hmm.
but then they said you hadn't paid. And she said, "Well, I'm looking at it right now," mm-hmm. and I heard.
She's cussing, huh?
Yeah, she told you that. The guy didn't speak English, right?
Oh no.
And he's trying to say password, but he keeps saying fast word. And she says, "I'm sorry, sir. I don't know what a fast word is." But I kept saying, "Cuss him out. Get on him. Tell him I'll drop him. These people are making me mad." I'm telling you right now, no one has worse customer service on earth.
Oh, no.
These big companies like Apple and like this other big company, they don't care if you drop them or not, man. They don't care. If they cared about customer service, can you imagine running your business that way? Imagine Harbin Lumber doing that. Imagine Trail being that way. They don't care, man. They truly don't care. And so they're like, yeah, we'll bill you. And finally she said, "You know what? I'm just going to pay it." It was like $130 she just paid just because she don't deal with it anymore. I went, "That's how you make your money right there. You just double bill people." They get so frustrated. They transferred it like 5 times.
So you're switching companies?
Threatening. But. One of the companies that we're threatening to go to, our neighbor got the other day and said, "Let me tell you something. By far the worst customer service I've ever had. Don't do it." Said, "Don't do it."
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Your neighbor and I share that company.
So it's like, it's awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, I better get out right now. But so I heard that. We went to a very
nice
him
out.
I was like, "Give him a piece of your mind. Don't take that from him." Hey, do you remember I told you I got to Clemson wrestling?
Yeah.
And those guys would sit up in the stands. They were roided out, man. Back acne. They'd have the little tiny little spaghetti string tank tops.
Yeah.
12 degrees
yep.
outside. Yep. And they're sitting up there, man, you know, shaved head guys, whatever. And they're sitting up there in the stands. And they're saying, "Rip his arm off and show it to him." That's what I was yelling at Mary yesterday. "Rip his head off. Embarrass him." I mean, don't take that crap from them. Don't take that garbage from them. It's ridiculous, man.
Oh, boy.
Where did customer service go in this country?
It's gone, man.
You know you're getting old, you start talking about that. All right. Texts are coming in. Yeah, you're right. What's on tap for segment number two?
I was kind of thinking about talking a little bit about our good friend Josh Jacobs down in Alabama.
Please do.
I think we're going to talk about that and dive into his comments now, you know, almost a full month, not quite, but almost a full month after the fact of how he felt his team and himself were prepared for that game.
Oh, rip his arm off and show it to him. Yeah, I'm into that one, pal. I am into that one. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
That's the plan, at least.
All right. I'm going to save my thoughts on that. Looking forward to it. Busy show. Can't wait. We got some Biggie for you later on. We've got some, just a bunch of thoughts today later on.
Biggie now?
No, we'll do Biggie in our third hour.
Can you
like
play
we
Biggie
always do.
Before 6:30 in the morning?
Sure you can.
Mm.
You're Zach Orr.
Mm.
Do whatever you want to do. Quick note before we go. Deshaun Watson says he could play basketball at Clemson. I love Deshaun Watson. He said he could have started for Clemson basketball.
Yeah, I read the article.
He says, quote, I was pretty good. I was good enough to play in college.
Did
I could
he play
have played
in high
Clemson.
School?
I don't remember him playing
did
in
he
high
play
school.
In high school?
I think he did, but I don't remember a lot of
it. Listen, man.
He goes, every time I went for a Clemson basketball camp, and the coach is a big fan, he wanted me to play both.
You see one video of T. Higgins missing a dunk over a dude, and all of a sudden you could have started on the basketball team.
He said, if Coach K would have recruited me to play basketball, I think I could probably give him a real chance for sure. I'm not into telling Deshaun Watson he can't do stuff. But I know this. A lot of times, like my good friend Pat Sapp, Nuke. I saw Nuke play basketball when he was in the 7th, 8th grade. And Nuke's a great basketball player. All through high school, Nuke's a great basketball player. But not like it's a whole other level than football guys trying to play basketball. This Evan Henson kid does a little bit at South Carolina.
Didn't
Julius Peppers did it.
Didn't Nuke play a little bit on the team here?
A little bit, but not very much.
Yeah.
And when he was out there, I mean, there's a distinct difference between Nuke and the basketball guys. So, sorry, Deshaun. I never doubted you. I'm going to have to go with a veto on that one, buddy.
But maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Nah.
But maybe you couldn't do it.
Nah, you couldn't do it. Sorry, man. Sorry. Love you, Deshaun. Stick to football. All right, let's take our very first break. I do want to tell you about our friends at Carolina Heating. Carolina Heating Service. They're committed to giving you the highest value in the heating and air conditioning solutions. They do that with the right products, the right highly trained employees. Their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Above all else, they do everything with honest integrity, passion, and caring. With deals like this, a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. Call for an estimate today. And this is a limited offer. Let me remind you again. Free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system today. Limited time. Carolina Heating Service. To find out more, 864-707-0924. 864-707-0924. Online, you can reach them. This is very easy as well. It's carolinaheating.com. If you notice now, we don't say hot water heaters, water heater. Hot water heaters are redundant. So get yourself a free water heater when you get a new HVAC system at carolinaheating.com, 707-0924. We'll break. We'll come back. Josh Jacobs talk. Zach's going to rip his arm off and show it to him when we come back right after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Join Kwok and Kelly live on location at Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square Thursday, February 7th from 9 to 12 to kick off their grand opening celebration. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and enter to win prizes. 100 Pershing Avenue, Patrick Square in Clemson.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
Four Paws American Pub congratulates the Clemson Tigers on winning another national championship. Since Four Paws opened last summer, the Tigers have been perfect on the field, and we both have plans for a great future. Four Paws has added even more house-made local features, like new country fried pork chops and chicken. Get together with friends to enjoy craft beer and great food while watching sports on our big screen TVs. Make tracks to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott in Clemson. Go Tigers!
With all of these college football transfers, doesn't it make you want to make a change yourself? If Jalen Hurts and so many other players can do it, why can't you? Enter the home transfer portal with me, Jana Candler, with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway. Let me show you where the grass is greener with a new home that fits your individual or family's needs. Call me today at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers!
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And will keep it himself from right side, into the numbers. Crosses the 25, across the 20, on his feet, to the 15-yard line goes Chase Rice. Hello, number 7.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
February the 1st, 2019. 2-1-19. You know what happens on 2-14-19?
Valentine's Day.
You're doggone right it does. Whether you're ready for it or not. Well, guess what, man? I know you. I am you. I've been there. You don't have anything for Valentine's yet. Why not send flowers? Pro Flowers makes this easy. They have so many beautiful Valentine's Day bouquets to choose from, right from your fingertips. Don't fumble on Valentine's Day. I do this. We have 2 dozen roses at my house right now, freshly cut, carefully packaged, express delivery. All their flowers arrive in perfect condition. They have the 7-day guarantee. You get to pick out. I have a dozen red roses and a dozen assorted roses right now at the house, thanks to Pro Flowers. Pro Flowers makes it easy, makes it simple. With Valentine's Day coming up in less than 2 weeks now, if you hurry, you can get a dozen red roses right now, a free glass vase for just $24.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com today. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, to choose the perfect gift of roses for the perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, enter the code Mickey, and order those today. Segment 2 with Zach Orr.
Mickey, we want to talk a little bit about Josh Jacobs, the Alabama running back who talked to Pro Football Talk Live on Wednesday, actually, about some mental fatigue for his Alabama Crimson Tide in their matchup against Clemson. They were embarrassed, and obviously 44-16 a few weeks ago, almost a month now.
Embarrassed.
I want to read the direct quote because I think it speaks volumes. And if you would allow me to do that, I'm going to do that now.
Segment 2, pal.
Honestly, this is a quote from Mr. Josh Jacobs. Honestly, I know it might sound cliche, but before the game, you could feel it was going to be a rough one. Jacobs said about the locker room atmosphere. Not only young players trying to feel the vibe of big games, but being able to play so long after a certain amount of time, it kind of wears on you, especially when you play great teams week in and week out. You get everybody's best shot. It kind of wears on you. I think the team was just mentally fatigued. For the most part, I think people were just fatigued. Especially when you play great teams week in and week out, you get everybody's best shot. It kind of wears on you. Is that the we play in the SEC and we we're getting just beat up week in and week out? Is that what that is without saying it?
Oh, I am about to go off.
Oh man,
Ramona, get your tape going.
How are you mentally fatigued after playing a game a week earlier, just like Clemson did? Just like they did, and having a month off prior to that.
Not only that, friendo.
A month.
I have so much to say about this. First, isn't it amazing that Alabama's making excuses? Mr. Or24, let me remind you of this. I go on Bama Online and Roll Tide Roll or Roll whatever it is, and I look at these message boards, and what they're saying, what they continue to say is that Clemson had such an easy schedule this year. And I'm like, what? What? How do we continue to play this? It's so weird for me to watch Alabama make excuses. You ready?
Yes.
Alabama was favored over a bad Louisville team by 24 points. Let me remind you, this was a Louisville team that Clemson also played. So can you eliminate that there's any kind of advantage that Clemson might have had over them because this is a common opponent?
Surely.
The same Louisville team that went 0-8 in the ACC and went 2-10 this year. Meat grinder exhaustion. That's just an exhausting game. You won 51-14. You're a 24-point favorite, and you won by 37. The next week, you have Arkansas State. Meat grinder. 37-point favorite. You won by 50. I guess that's just mental fatigue, man.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, you have Ole Miss. Let me remind you that this is an Ole Miss team that was pathetic. This is an Ole Miss team that went 1-7 in the SEC and 5-7 overall. You were favored by 23 over Ole Miss. You won by 55. No stress snaps in this game. Let me remind you that you played Texas A&M next at home, and you're a 24.5-point favorite. You won by 22. Well, it's a big test for you, I know. The same team that Clemson played, by the way, on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me remind you, the next week, it was Louisiana Lafayette. You were a 49-point favorite. And you won by 42. Meat grinder. It's the mental stress of having to face these teams. Let me remind you that you then played an Arkansas team that went 0-8 in the league and 2-10 overall. And an Arkansas team, you're favored by 35, and you beat by 34, 65-31. Next up, Missouri. A Missouri team that you're favored by 28, and you won by 29, 39-10. At home. Then you go to lowly Tennessee. Tennessee team went 2-6 in the league. You went 5-7 overall. A Tennessee team, you're favored by 29.5 points, and you won by 37 points. LSU. An LSU team on the road. I get a little pregame stress because you're only a 14.5 point favorite. You're only a 96% chance of winning the game. And you won that one 29-0. The next week, Mississippi State, you're a 22-point favorite. You won 24-0, back-to-back shutouts. Neither of these games are ever in doubt. Now, the Citadel, here's where they could have you a little bit, because the Citadel, the halftime score was pretty big. You're 53.5-point favorites, I know, and you won 52-17, but hey, meat grinder. At Auburn, at home, by the way, an Auburn team this year that went 8-5 overall, 3-5 in the league, and an Auburn team that you're favored by 26.5, and you ended up winning by 31. Now, Georgia, you're favored by 12, and you won by 7. Oklahoma, you're favored by 14.5, and you won by 11. Clemson, you're favored by 5.5, and he got your butt handed to you by 28. Where's the stress in being favored by 24, 37, 23, 24.5, 49, 35, 28, 29.5, 14.5, 22, 53.5, 26.5, 12, and 14.5? Where's the stress? Where's the mental strain?
He talks about getting everybody's best shot.
Clemson gets everybody's best shot.
Is that a knock on leadership in the team?
Is it a knock that maybe Nick Saban just pushes too hard too long?
Ooh, that's an interesting angle.
You know what it really is?
What?
It goes to show you, callers, listeners, Mickey Pollard Show, WCCP, The Roar. It goes to show you that Dabo Swinney, who had to prove this to Brent Venables when he first got here, Dabo Swinney outcoached Nick Saban the entire year. How? Because when Clemson is in the second quarter of the Texas A&M game, Jackson Carmen's playing. In the second quarter, in the first quarter of the Georgia Tech game, Matt Bockhorst is playing. In the first quarter of the Syracuse game, you've got Justin Foster and Xavier Thomas are your defensive ends in the third drive of the game. And all these times you want to blow these teams out. Well, you had a chance to blow them out. You didn't blow Boston College out. You only won by 20. You're lining up in that game, and Jackson Carmen's having 40 snaps. And here comes Lynn J. Dixon on the fourth drive of the game or the fifth drive of the game at Georgia Tech or at Wake Forest. And he's playing tons of players, and he's playing throughout the season. And Nick Saban, when he's up by 50 over Tennessee, still has the starters in the game. Dabo Swinney outcoached him all year long, building depth, taking the strain off those guys. Christian Wilkins in the fourth quarters of games is over there joking around with Cleveland Farrell, pulling for his teammates. Meanwhile, Isaiah Bugs is out there sweating it out, playing 70 snaps a game.
Mental fatigue.
It just sounds so funny.
Mental fatigue.
To have Bama make excuses, doesn't it? What mental fatigue? Well, in the regular season, what's their toughest game?
Does Alabama not have one of the deeper running back rotations as well?
That's right. Let's look at this. Let's do this. Very good point, Mr. Or24. Good on you, buddy. It sounds weird to make these excuses, but let me tell you what Josh Jacobs had.
He's going to the NFL, too. If he's coming back, he doesn't say this, right?
I guess.
There's no way.
On the season, in 15 games, Josh Jacobs had 120 carries. Now, they do have depth there at running back. But Josh Jacobs had 120 carries over 15 games. He averaged 8 carries a game. Whew. Just grinding it out, man. 8 carries a game. He had 6 carries against Louisville in a 51-14 game. 5 against Arkansas State in a 57-7 game. 6 against Ole Miss in a 62-7 game. 6 against A&M in a 45-23 game. He had 6 carries against Louisiana Lafayette in a 56-14 game. He had 5 carries against Arkansas in a 65-31 game. 9 against Missouri. He did have 12 carries against Tennessee in a 58-21 game. Exhaustion. I don't see how he does it.
The old boy's going to struggle here in the NFL. You're playing 16 games. I mean, 16 is going to be mentally draining.
Maybe the 2 carries for 3 yards against the Citadel just took it out of him. Maybe it might have been the 5 carries for 28 yards against Auburn that just took it out of him. Did they not work out, man? Did they not have all these sports psychologists out there?
It's a tough schedule. Some might say that schedule is a what?
Meat grinder.
Fantastic.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Give me the quote again about looking in around the locker rooms and saying we're in trouble.
Before the game, you could feel it was going to be a rough one. Not only young players trying to feel the vibe of big games, being able to play so long after a certain amount of time, it kind of wears on you. Especially when you play great teams week in and week out, you get everybody's best shot. It kind of wears on you. I think the team was just mentally fatigued.
When you play great teams week in and week out, stop me when you hear a great team. Louisville, Arkansas State, Ole Miss, A&M, Louisiana Lafayette, Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, LSU, Mississippi State, Citadel, Auburn, Georgia, Oklahoma,
Oklahoma,
Clemson.
Yeah.
Man, the weak-minded, feeble-minded Alabama football program.
Feeble-minded Alabama team.
I would have never in my lifetime would have ever bought that. And here's what I got for you, pal. Get this now. Maybe, just maybe, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr, 24, Jack LaTanta, maybe this whole SEC, it just means more, it just matters more. And you know what? Maybe it just matters more for the 0-8 SEC Arkansas team. Maybe it just matters more for the 2-6 Tennessee team. Maybe it matters more for the 1-7 Ole Miss team. Maybe it matters more for the 3-5 Auburn team. Maybe it matters more for the 4-4 Mississippi State team. Maybe it matters more for the 4-4 Missouri team. What it might have done, though, is you might have bought into the garbage. You might have bought into the propaganda. You might have bought into the funk that says, it just means more. Oh, God.
You might have bought into it, something that your own coach has warned against.
Right.
Your own coach has coined this rat poison phrase about that exact stuff.
Oh, it's so tough.
And you ate it. You went up and you nibbled on the old rat poison. If you're Clemson and you're reading this, you're drooling, right?
Yeah.
You're in your head. You have the mental advantage at this point in time in this series. I mean, that's... You want to spot the ball tomorrow. You want to play again?
Let's play.
Let's do it.
The weak-minded, the feeble-minded Alabama football program now. I've got this. I know we're up against a break, but I have to do this. I want to give you...
We're doing math. I can tell.
I am. You don't like me doing math.
I'm going to get you a little pocket calculator.
I've got it right here. Alabama was more than a 28-point favorite on average this year. Their average game, they were a 28-point favorite. Alabama outscored their opponents this year. Now, this is going into the Clemson game. They're 28-point favorite. So let me back all this out of here. They scored 16 against Clemson, right?
Yes.
All right. They scored, 684.
Were they a 7-point favorite? 4-point? Or were they favored against us? And
5.5.
Not us, them.
5.5.
5.5.
They scored 668 points. Going into the season. Going into the Clemson game. And they gave up 227. Whew. Man, that's mentally exhausting for everybody. The average Alabama score going into the national championship game was 47.7 to 16. Mentally exhausting. I love it. The weak has now shown their weakness. Mike Tyson, down goes Tyson. Buster Douglas has hit Tyson, and now Tyson's finished.
Everybody's got a plan.
Until somebody hits you in the mouth. Unbelievable, man. Would have never thought I'd seen that in a million years.
Mentally exhausted.
Fatigued. Final question. What does Nick... What does Nick Saban say about this?
I don't think he addresses it.
What does he say? What does he this think about
he's
this?
He's not a player on the team anymore.
But what does he think about this?
He's probably furious. Absolutely furious.
Man. Now, but does he change the way he does it? Look, I don't know what goes on. Maybe every single practice is so hard there that it is a mental grind every single practice and just beats him up every single day.
I'm also not sure Nick Saban needs to change the way he completely operates, as some people seem to be suggesting.
He's too stubborn to change,
and you know the game's going to pass him by. He won a national championship just the season prior.
I know, it was number one, the best team ever had this year.
So let's relax.
There's one other part of this that I want to address after a break that I think is very, very, very important, and something that you and I have seen on this show before to address the fans on something. We'll talk about it after a very short break. This is a very important point. Don't miss this. Have to come back for this. The Patterson's Tax Service want to do your taxes for you. It is tax season. They're open tomorrow. Friends of ours are going at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Make your appointment today. Make your appointment tomorrow. Make your appointment for them next week. The Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 859-8289. I'm going to tell you again, 859-8289. The Patterson's Tax Service wants to take care of you. Here's the bottom line. They have a huge staff that has studied this tax code backwards and forwards and forwards and backwards, and they're ready to serve you. Now, there's a lot of changes this year. You know, that's the thing about their job is they always have to stay on their toes. There is no, same thing this year. No, there's always changes. But more this year than any year since 1986. Small businesses, you need to utilize this. Families with small children, utilize this. There's so many completely different tax code this year. Let them do it for you. 859-8289. You will love it. The best in the business. Goodbye, see Donnie Patterson, the Patterson's Tax Service, over in Easley. A break will come back. Very important note to touch on right after a short break.
This Sunday, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons travel down I-85 and come to Tigertown to take on the Tigers in Little John to open up February play, with pregame starting at 11:30 a.m. and a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Listening has the power to change us, to make us better. And the best place to listen is Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All for just $14.95 and always ad-free. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory. Offers within 5 business days. Price matches before applicable rebates.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks. Any condition. LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV. We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy. Call today. 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277. Not running? LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you. Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominance. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at tigertime.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Philo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Clemson Apparel Shops. Use coupon code TIGERTIME to receive a special discount on tigertime.net when you purchase the combo pack of the 2019 National Championship and 2018 Season Fall Edition. Go Tigers!
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter Fabric Softener? Oh, the lemony fresh kind. And French Vanilla Non-Dairy Creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Takes a snap. Here comes Freshman. He's hit it wrong. Xavier Thomas. Hello, number three.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
Met with Greg Wells, Kiwi Financial Group, a few months ago and learned so much more about what they do and how they do it. And I want to tell you about it now. I really want to talk to you now about being an independent advisor and why this is big for you, because they don't push those big box services on you. If you don't need it, you don't need it. But if you do need stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, you know, here we're lucky because you can invest in some rental properties and some businesses and things like this. Insurance solutions, if you're looking for life, health, Medicare, supplements, disability, he can do all those for you. Don't file benefits before you get proper evaluation of your Social Security maximization planning. They can help you approach retirement with retirement income planning, college planning, estate planning. They have a mission to have a positive influence on their clients' lives, and they're doing that at 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, next door to Max Drive-In. Call today, 654-5043. That's 654-5043. KiwiFG.com. Good friends, good guy, really good dude. KiwiFG.com. Mr. Orr 24, got a couple phone calls hanging on. Let's get straight to them right now. After I make a very quick point. You know this, whenever in the preseason, Dabo gives the, instead of having, you know, during the 2-a-day camp part, whatever, Dabo gives the guys, remember, like a day off? Or they go, remember they go to the lake one day? They do go out there and go boating and skiing. Now, Saban did that too this year. Remember this year when, or every single year now, they do a Habitat for Humanity Day? Guys go out and help build a house?
Yeah, I'm Bowman here.
Right in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Actually, don't do that on Bowman. They do that somewhere else. But right
they
in the
don't middle. Help with the one on Bowman?
No, they do it elsewhere.
They deliver season. Pizza to the one on Bowman.
Yeah.
And the floats and stuff.
Yeah. Homecoming deliver pizza. Remember that, like, they visit the hospital, children's hospital for a day or something like that. Inevitably, we'll get texts. You know what? I used to get phone calls on anymore, but look, we'll get texts on, you know, it's they need to be practicing, man. Well, you know, it's a long season. Maybe you get mentally fatigued. Maybe it's a good day to do this, and it teaches some other things. Right there during their bowl practice, they go to Frankie's Fun Park, go over there and race cars and go play putt-putt and go play, shoot some hoops over there for some tickets, win some big giant teddy bears.
Mm.
But when inevitably, you know, you've seen us text before. What are they doing out there wasting time building a house for? And they need to be practicing, man. Let Dabo Swinney take care of it. He's got his thumb on that team. He knows what they're doing. And a little mental break every single day wouldn't hurt, right?
I agree.
654 Roar. Vol Nation checks in first this morning. Good morning, Vol Nation. Thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, man. Great show, great program. I don't call in a whole lot, but I listen to you guys just about every morning. You guys are always on point, doing a great job, man. So I appreciate y'all's effort and the energy you put into the program, man.
That's very kind of you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Just excited right now. One, about my number one Vols, you know, best team in the country. So see what we can do in the tournament coming up. We got a lot of stiff competition, got a lot of great teams out there, but it's great to see us doing so well in basketball, so I'm excited about that.
I hope you heard me say this earlier in the year. I saw Tennessee play. I don't watch a ton of basketball in the preseason, not in the pre-conference stuff. During the football season, I got to be honest with you, I don't watch a ton of it. But I saw Tennessee play early this season, and I saw Roy Philpott tweet this out that he says, I'm telling you, this is a Final Four team. This is a national championship contender. This might be the best team in the country. So I started paying attention to, but mainly because Rick Barnes is a guy we followed, and it might have been the Georgia Tech game. It might have been the Kansas game that you lost, but it might have been the Gonzaga game. But I started watching these guys, and, man, I'm telling you, maybe it's a Hardaway game where him and Memphis, they kind of have a little rivalry going now. But I started telling people, man, this because of how experienced they are, because of how balanced they are, and because of how physical they are, this might be the best team in the country. And as it turned out, they're playing as well as anybody right now.
They are. They're playing as a team. They know each other. And they're deep. You know, it's not just the starting five. You know, we can go six or seven deep in double figures right now.
Right.
And so when you can do that, you know, that's important. You know, and the thing about it is the resilience as well. You know, we were down a couple times because, and this kind of gets to my point of what you guys were talking about a little while ago. I think when you're talking about the mental fatigue, and the transition that has to take place mentally as a team, because we're an experienced team, we can shoulder the weight of taking everybody's best shot. You know, every time somebody plays Tennessee right now in basketball, it's their national championship game. You know, because they want to knock the guy that's with the flag standing on the hill off. You know, and that's where you guys are in football right now. I think you guys are the best program in college football. I think you got the best coaching staff in college football. And that's just how it is, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Alabama, you know, when you look at Alabama and you see the mental fatigue that they're talking about, things of that nature, I believe the anointing flows from the head down. So it's like whatever the coach is feeling and experiencing and expressing, it's going to filter down to those kids. And I don't know if you've really looked at Nick Saban the past 2 years, but he looks exhausted. He looks 70, you know, and he's done something that's probably been unprecedented in football for the past 10 years. I mean, there's nothing you can really compare to, you know. And his only goal is to surpass Bear Bryant. That's his goal, you know, and because he's tired of hearing how him and Bear Bryant are equal or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And so, but for him, you know, I can see him getting tired. It's even weird because it takes a lot out of you when every year everybody's giving your best shot. When Alabama loses, the world just came to an end.
I agree with that. And I'll tell you this, Navalny, I appreciate the phone call, man. We got to get some more right here quick. That's a good point. Very good point there. On the other side of it, when Dabo Sweeney, in the middle of the season, how about this, Zach? We get these phone calls or texts sometimes. He'll go up to Wrigley Field, take his sons up to Wrigley Field and watch a game, whatever, and they go. He goes to the Senior Bowl. He's going to the Super Bowl, and he goes to these other places. Man, what is he doing? You know what? He looks fresh. Now, he's young, but he looks fresh. Delvin's in Fountain Inn, 654 Roar. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're blessed. Everything's great.
A couple things. First of all, Josh Jacobs, man, what all these players after the game, Alabama, be making excuses. We had Tua making excuses. Then we had Quinn Williams making excuses.
Yep.
And now we got Josh Jacobs, man.
You know what it is, Delvin? I think it's this, man. I think that they're not used to losing, and they don't know how to act when they lose. It's like, well, we're here in shock, so what do we do and what do we say?
Yeah, and the thing about it, you know how you mentally are the best shot. You don't think all these teams gave Clemson their best shot?
Yep.
Ask Clemson about Syracuse.
Great point. Very good point.
Clemson won middle fatigue. It seemed like to me that game made Clemson stronger, make them stronger with the way they played the rest of the season, blowing out teams and stuff. And stuff like this, so, you know, that tells me that Alabama was so used to blowing out teams when they played against Coach Green, against like a Georgia, they had to come back and beat Georgia. It seemed like they were fragile, and then they get blown out. They mentally fragile. That's what it tells me.
Yep.
When you play Alabama close, they were mentally fragile. And that made Clemson strong to play against Syracuse. Hey, we don't want to play like this no more. We got to go beat everybody.
I agree, buddy. As usual, you're always on point, Devin.
And another thing, Ricky. Maybe Missouri should change their name to the North Carolina Missouri Tigers, or they would have got, they would have had probation and stuff and all the sentences since Tigers got off of academic fraud in Missouri,
We learned one thing from that, Delvin. Appreciate the phone call. Hope you have a great day. We learned one thing from that, and that is deny, deny, deny. Don't ever cooperate with the NCAA. Just go to the North Carolina deal there. I have 1.5 minutes, 90 seconds. Lawrence is in Greenville. Lawrence, thanks for calling back and hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How you doing today, man?
Fantastic. Couldn't be better.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, yeah, anyways,
that one pretty much took all of my points there. That's exactly what I was going to say. We had Tua. We had all these guys just making excuses. That was my entire point there, is that these guys just, they're not used to losing. The entire time, these five-star recruits out of high school, they're being fed, oh, I'm the best thing since sliced bread. Going to be a starter right away as a freshman. That whole thing got instilled in everyone, it seemed. And now that's why we got this whole transfer portal open up. My thing is, with these players, I know Nick's got to be killing him, but I would love to play him again. Right now, though, with this, these excuses, you know, yeah, Clemson fans should be just salivating over this. You know, it makes me laugh because, you know, turn these books around. What was it, 6 months ago? Alabama could beat the Browns.
Yeah.
So does that mean now, after a 44-16 victory over the best team in collegiate history, can we beat the Patriots or the Rams? No. But guess what? We do have the best coaching staff in collegiate football, and Clemson is 8 out of 10 versus SEC schools in all of recent years, pretty much, what, since 2011, I believe? And we all know those two teams that they lost to.
Yeah. So, 9 out of 11, you know, actually. Good point. Lawrence, I appreciate the phone call.
9 out of 11, right.
Yeah, very good points, yeah, man. I appreciate the phone call. Have a great weekend. 9 out of 11. And both those losses were to Alabama. For life, man, it feels weird hearing Bama fans say that. The invincibility is now gone, right?